This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, welcome to the Good Day program. This is Doug with Victoria and Kara. Jen out today, taking care of other parts of the business world that she's connected to, but back on the morrow, I'm sure. Those of you who are planning to watch the Democratic National Convention will be on Fox tonight and MSNBC and CNN every night. The important stuff will be on NBC, ABC, or CBS. What does that sound like when I say the important stuff will be on at 10 o'clock on the major networks?
There's a lot of fluff. There's a lot of fluff in there.
Yeah. There sure is.
Do we know who I should know this, but do we know who the big speakers are? I mean, we knew who the celebrities were for the RNC.
Yes, the answer is yes, you should know the answer to that.
Do you know the answer?
I have no interest in this whatsoever. And people say, well, Doug, it's your job to be informed. Yeah, I suppose, but the other side of it is, how many of you really care? Honestly, what do you care?
Well, a lot of people like to watch both.
I think if we defined a lot of people, there would be fewer than those who are being polled. 44% with the tick after the RNC convention last week said they'd vote for Donald Trump if the election were today. 39% would vote for Hillary Clinton, 9% for Gary Johnson, 3%. For that lady who I don't know anything about.
Yeah, me neither. I've never even heard of her.
What party is she? She's a Green Party person, I think. If I'm not mistaken.
She might be. Jill Stein is her name, right?
Yeah. The Green Party candidate. So, the thing that is awkward about all of this, same as last week, wealthy Americans, big corporations paying big cash for the parties, for the exposure, and I hope they get roasted by Bernie Sanders because they deserve it. As Trump sort of took on some of these people last week, and so did his agents, they are very vulnerable. The Democrats are extraordinarily vulnerable, surprisingly more than the Republicans, mostly because just of Trump's attitude toward people and the big outfits that are spending a lot of money. He doesn't want to have any tie to them at all. And that is not the case, however. Hillary's never seen a dollar she didn't like, and neither has her husband, and neither have a lot of these other people who are in a circumstance where there is too much. And by the way, most people blame Republicans for Citizens United and then the subsequent the rendering by the Supreme Court that corporations were like individuals and what that's done to the political scene, the realities of donating. My God, what a a word that I can't use on the radio to describe what's going on here. There are a lot of people are going to be showing up and yada yada. So you know.
Well, I just looked up the schedule. So tonight, Bernie Sanders is going to be feeling the burn with the fart in. He'll be speaking tonight, and so is First Lady Michelle Obama tonight.
Right. All right. A TSA agent in Seattle arrested yesterday after being spotted using a phone to take a video up a woman's skirt. This is the TSA protecting the public, folks. Had a nice job screening the applicants for work, too, you guys that are running the TSA. This makes you look really good. Seattle's main airport. Guy's got a video. The camera stuck up her skirt. Nicholas Fernandez, arrested on a charge of voyeurism by the police. incident occurred on an escalator and not in the security line. Gee, that makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
TSA does not tolerate illegal, unethical, or immoral conduct. Really? You're the same jerks who stole my phone from me at LAX.
What?
That's illegal. That's unethical. That's immoral.
Who stole? They stole your phone going through security?
Yeah, you never heard me tell that story?
No.
Oh, I thought you'd heard me tell that story.
No.
The TSA was upset with me. This was not my normal routine is to use American, and I pretty much know the system there, but I had to take Southwest this particular day. So I was in the Southwest line, and it was when they were still using those bad, the X-ray machines that nobody would go through that had any sense whatsoever, including all the pilots, all the flight attendants, any airline personnel. They said, no, we're not using these X-ray machines. And you notice how quickly they all disappeared. You never heard a word after they were used for about a year. They spent $1 million on each one of them at every airport, and they were all the... If you went through them consistently, you'd get cancer like that.
Mm.
So I opted out, and in this particular circumstance, I stood to the side, and the this little worm who was looked just like Justin Bieber and acted like him, too, he said under his breath, mail check, like that. When there's so much noise and all the... So 3 or 4 minutes went by and nobody came. I said, I need to get on my way. Mail check. Just like that. And I said, what are you doing? What kind of a game is this? Nobody can hear you and you know it. Mail check, he said again. He looks at me. And I looked at him. And I said, give me a supervisor, please. He said, why do you want a supervisor? It's because I'm being penalized because I don't want to go through your damn machine. This is now 12 minutes into it. I'm standing there.
12 minutes for a pat-down. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. So he says, supervisor to line 4, like that. I looked at him. I said, you give me a supervisor right now, or I'm going to call the police myself. So this other little worm comes over and starts giving me attitude. I said, I don't need any of you. Meanwhile, my luggage has long since gone through the line and is standing there. And I didn't notice that the TSA agent at the end of the line had picked up my luggage and put it off to the side somewhere. So, but they figured, because I'm looking for it, that that was my luggage. So anyway, after about almost 20 minutes of this harassment, I finally get patted down and I grab my luggage and I go on my way. I go down to the gate and I'm looking for my cell phone, which was in my bag, can't find it. And so I go back to the TSA outpost, and I said, somebody turn in a black cell phone? Nope. I said, would you check the drawer? Guy goes over to the drawer with the biggest smirk on his face. Nope. So there's a lady because I didn't believe him, there's a lady at the desk with a phone. I said, madam, would you please call this number? And I gave her my phone number. As soon as she dialed it, the drawer starts ringing.
Right. Wow.
So I said to this guy, that's my phone ringing. And he got the phone out. Oh, yeah, I guess this must be yours. I said, what about a black phone does this not represent? He said, well, it's got a little red circle around the middle. I looked at him. I said, U-G-D-A-H, who the hell do you think you are? And he gave me this smirk. So I tell that story every chance I get.
Wow.
Because that's what we're dealing with here. LAX. This is what you're dealing with. These people and their entitlement, they spend more time talking about their days off, their union, what they get paid, what their health care benefits are. Are there good ones? Sure. Of course there are good ones. But their management, it's the same as the management of these. I don't hold these people accountable other than the way. These people should never be hired. They wouldn't pass a psychological exam if their life depended on it. They have an attitude. You don't want people in service jobs like that to have an attitude. It's the same as the guy who shot the unarmed down in North Miami last Friday.
Just thinking that.
Yep. This guy has no business being a policeman. Nope. None. And there's no training. It's not this guy's fault. He wasn't trained. He should never have been hired. People say, well, nobody wants to do those jobs anymore. You know what? That's your problem. And the reason that they don't want to is because you don't train them properly, so they're not prepared for whatever they're going to encounter. So, anyway, that's the TSA's latest smart play, is this guy taking a video of a woman's skirt. Good for you, sir. Congratulations. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, man.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
The level of incompetency.
It really is.
Oh, wow.
Yep. All right, let's have, let's turn the tide on competence. This is the most competent company I have dealt with. Neogenesis Laboratories, nature-centered, science-driven, super beats. Super beats. Wow. This is really something special. Boost your energy all day long with super beats. Have healthier blood pressure with super beats. It's a great source of antioxidants, super beets are. Chock full of powerful healing. In the case of getting your, what happens, the nitric oxide opens up your veins and arteries. Arteries bring the flow of blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every organ in your body, so that you will feel powerful because you are powerful. The health-enhancing nutrients that are in super beets, take a teaspoon, 4 ounces of water, drink it, and enjoy it. And start your day with Neo 40, the capsules that are made from the same super beet material, only it's crystallized, so you put one of them on your tongue, it's absorbed immediately into your system, you get all kinds of energy when you start the day, you don't have to have a cup of coffee or a smoke or whatever it is to get you going. This is the healthy way to get going. Two products from this great company, Neogenesis, and it's all aimed at getting you to have the best possible health you can in the easiest manner possible. If you've got any trouble at all with high blood pressure, call 800-655-4183. I guarantee your doctor will say when he or she examines Super Beats, this is a great idea for you. It is a great idea for everybody. Mix it in water or a smoothie like I do. Get a boost from Super Beats, 800-655-4183. You make your first order. People that are listening to this, not necessarily the first time, but you're beginning to get the drift here. This is a very good way. Look at Victoria has her glass every day. Kara has her glass every day. You too. Be like Kara and Victoria when you grow up. Be the first kid on your block to have Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Get the first 3 months in your regular order. Actually, 4 months for the price of three. You can order also at DougLikesBeats.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price, plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
From the moment you saw her, you were sure she was the one. And now that you're ready to propose, you're sure where to go. Jared. That's because Jared offers an incredible selection of engagement ring choices. From the Neil Lane Bridal Collection to a custom design created from our thousands of loose diamonds and hundreds of settings. But while there may be a nearly infinite number of options at Jared, we only sell one ring. The one that says, spend happily ever after with me. And it's waiting for you at Jared.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just $1. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
We use mobile devices. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 24 after the hour here on our Monday get together. How many people remember the music of Amy Winehouse?
Oh yeah.
Can you believe?
I can't believe it's been 5 years.
5 years ago she died.
Wow.
Man. Seems like last year maybe.
Yeah.
But You Still Love Me. Well, she did a lot of this sort of thing, bringing back some old hits the way she could treat them. So a lot of fans posted tributes to her across a number of social media platforms over the weekend. And sales of her music saw a spike as well. The documentary Amy, I saw part of that. I didn't see the whole thing, but I thought it was quite fascinating what she was all about. I didn't really have much use for her before she died, and after that, when I really studied.
I'm surprised, because she has such a cool retro sound. Yeah. I would have thought you would love her. Yeah.
Well, I didn't pay attention to her because of her lifestyle, frankly. That's my honest. You know, I didn't pay attention to her. But she could make. Like this, she could make a move.
Yeah, I read a book recently, a biography of someone, and they had met Amy Winehouse and had seen her at one of her first big shows.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, then they also saw her at one of her last shows, and it was just really sad the way they talked about it, how you could see the change in her, that kind of fame had taken its toll, and that she didn't seem to be able to handle the pressure.
Ate her up.
Yeah.
Completely ate her up. Yeah. But she knew how to sing.
Tone is so unique.
The music itself was what I call movable music. Yeah, good. Good stuff. All right, next musical consideration features Rihanna. Season 5 of Bates Motel on A&E. End one. Producers said at Comic-Con last week that Rihanna has been tapped to take on a role. She will play the role of Marion Crane, the character played by Janet Leigh, who gets hit in the bathtub in Psycho. So Bates Motel.
The most famous shower scene of all time?
Ever, yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
People love this show, Bates Motel.
Yeah.
People really, really... I haven't seen it, but it's crazy.
Yeah. She doesn't do much acting, does she, Rihanna?
She's gotten more and more parts. She's actually very good in a lot of supporting roles, and she was in Battleship. She played a soldier and a couple years ago, and people said she was great in it.
She just wants to be in the movies.
Well, this is TV, so this is her first TV role. Yeah.
I think she's super ambitious, so I can imagine her just wanting to have a hand in everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people can handle it better than others. And that's not a criticism of her. I don't know that much about her. But we talked about Justin Timberlake and how good he was in all the facets of entertainment that he gets involved in, I think, on Friday. Mm-hmm. Let's go back a bit to 1996. Fiona Apple's debut album, title, 20 Years Ago. There's another, this week, 20 Years Ago this week, this album came out. The landscape of music different after her. Why? What was there about her you think that was so iconoclastic?
You know, she was such a rebel, and she just kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, she was 18 when this album came out. She had just been signed, and she had almost overnight instant success.
How was she any different than Amy Winehouse in terms of that? If people paid attention to her, it seemed all of a sudden.
Amy was sort of controversial in the sense that people followed her because of the drinking and the drugs, and there was a lot of that stuff. And Fiona Apple's attitude is what really set her apart.
Yeah. She won the Best New Artist at the MTV VMA Awards in 1997 for this 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Let's face it, we all love our dogs, we all love our cats, and we want them to live as long as they possibly can and keep them as healthy as we possibly can. Here are the three most important things that you can do to control and help your dog or cat live that longer life. As they age, more vet visits are warranted. You know, when our pets are younger, we take them to the vet once a year. That might be okay, but as they get older, it's important to take them to the vet more frequently, a minimum of twice a year, so that any problems can be caught real early. And the weight and the food that you feed them is really, really critical. A lot of older pets, because they don't get the amount of exercise they did when they were younger, start gaining weight. In fact, veterinarians say that the number one problem they see nowadays is obesity in dogs and cats, and that causes the same problems it does for people. A lean dog or a lean cat on average will live 2 years longer than a fat dog or cat. 2 years in a dog's life is like 10 or 15 in a human life. Keep them in good shape. All more next time.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria, without Jen, though. Jen is working on a project, her studio facility. She and her dad run Sierra Digital in Los Angeles, and they had to move. And the people, it's amazing. I find people extraordinary. This place where they've had their business office for 30 years, a fellow who owns the building decided he wanted them out and gave them... I think at first it was 90 days, then he cut it to 60, then he cut it to 30, then he cut it to 2 weeks, and then he cut it to a week and said they have to be out by Friday. They had found a new place, they haven't finished building new studios yet, but they have to get it all done because the guy says the wrecking ball will be there if everything isn't out by next Sunday, Monday would Wreckers come. That's the end. Imagine people who think like that. They cut all of the...
Welcome to New York City, Doug.
It isn't even New York, it's Los Angeles.
I know, but that's just any 20 minutes in New York City is like that.
Hooray. Let's talk about the International Olympic Committee sanctions aimed at the Russian athletes, but the sanctions don't go far enough to keep them from going to the Olympics. It's going to be, as I understand it, one-on-one. Everybody gets checked. And if you have drugs in your system, you get thrown out. If you don't have drugs in your system, you can participate.
Isn't this if your own people say that you don't have drugs, you're allowed to participate? That's what was shady ruling, right?
Right. Well, the whole thing is shady.
Of course.
The Olympics are shady. These people are crooks. They have done... They bribed or are bribed by whomever. Otherwise, this would... The joke of the Olympics was a sad thing for all the people that spent so much time participating in this, practicing, getting better, bigger, and stronger, and more proficient, and then they have to deal with the likes of these crooked bums who will take a payoff from anybody for anything. The Olympics have become scandalized, as has so much else, by the influence of money. I guess I'm a dreamer. I'd like to think that all that stuff wouldn't happen, but it does. So the Russians pay off the right people, and they go to the Olympics, and their athletes are doped up on steroids or whatever. I mean, look at them versus the rest. The Eastern Europeans, all of them, have a different structure bone-wise. They're bigger, thicker, heavier, and they can get bigger and stronger. Sometimes they need a little help. I mean, we've had people in our country who've done it. Everybody has done it. And then it becomes a joke. Well, you think we can't tell by looking at you? Look at Sammy Sosa when he won the home run derby or whatever it was. He looked like something out of a bad magazine.
Mm.
And that's the way these people are. But anyway, so there are so many problems with the Olympics this year, it's made a joke of them. The human condition has ruined what is something that ought to be there to applaud the human condition.
I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but I'm not even fully convinced that this is going to happen. I mean, they only have...
Olympics start a week from Friday, August 5th.
Yeah, and they only have, like, was it one or two of the facilities out of the seven or something they were supposed to build?
Oh, everybody's staying in hotels. There won't be any room for... If you go to the Olympics, you don't have a hotel room. Forget it. You'll be sleeping on the street.
And then all the raw sewage that's floating around, because they couldn't build all the water treatment facilities. I mean, and then the crime, and then the Zika, and then the flesh-eating bacteria. I mean, my God.
Yay, welcome to Rio. Hooray.
If you read this as a movie script, you might believe it. But this is real life. It's crazy.
Yep. Well, it'll be just in time. We'll have something else to talk about after the Democratic National Committee has their meeting this week. Next week, it'll be... Hooray for the Olympics! The winners will be... Really winners, you think? Here's a winning couple. Uh-oh. Facing felony charges. They were spotted riding a stolen lawnmower in the nude yesterday. According to a court filing, Tanya Hopper and Larry Webster busted after police responded to a 911 call about a naked man driving an orange lawnmower with a nude woman in his lap.
Can you imagine? Just, you look out your window to see that.
Larry Webster is 55. This young woman is 40. Good age spread. During questioning, Miss Hopper and Mr. Webster admitted to the naked mower ride. Suspects claimed that they had been skinny dipping in the creek when their clothing was stolen by a man who emerged from the woods. Instead of walking home nude, they opted to drive away on a mower they claimed to have found in the woods. Since Hopper and Webster did not own the lawnmower in question, a $5,000 Kubota, they were collared for stealing. Owner of the lawnmower told police it was his property. It was not abandoned in the woods.
How do you steal a mower? Is it easy?
Yeah. Very easy.
So, unless someone, I guess, just had a key left. Do they have keys? I don't know anything about
keys. You can easily jump that. Those wires are easy to jump. But most of the time, people leave keys.
Keys
I don't even, when I'm out in the field, I leave my tractors. There's field down the road. Over the weekend, I had four or five tractors there. I put the keys. We know where we hide the keys.
Don't say where you put the keys.
No, I'm not.
I don't. Okay. I thought you were about to say, I put the keys under the mat.
No, but tractors don't have mats. But thank you for suggesting that.
Well, I didn't know that either, so I'm learning lots of things.
Yes, you are. It's a good thing. 888-302-3684 to share things that you have learned. I'm going to help you with your... maybe I'll do it now because I don't want to be able to take... I want to take time away from the TV report. We have a new television show starting tonight. Victoria's going to have that information. I was studying my credit score over the weekend. And I thought I'd pass along to you what I learned and what I know and what may help you. So is this worth a couple of minutes of our time, you think?
Yeah.
Spending time helping people... with their credit score. Most people don't have a clue about even how to get their credit score, how bad the information is, how frustrating it is for you to not only learn what you're... When you apply for a credit card, for example, and you get something back in the mail and it says you have late payment or something, the information comes as a result of your Trans American or whatever the credit company is. So here's what happens. These things, by the way, are, again, an example of the biggest shams. This is a way and a half to get screwed, blued, and tattooed by people for whatever the reason. I don't know what the motivation is. But if you miss payments on a credit account, this is probably the top factor. 35% of your score has to do with whether or not you pay on time. So the more severe, the more recent, the more frequent you pay late, that'll knock your... And it, by the way, it changes radically every month. I've been watching my credit score for the past couple of years. Every month it changes, sometimes 30, 35, 40 points. If you have a long history of always making payments on time, on all types of credit accounts, your score will be much higher because that's exactly the type of behavior they're looking for. But if you are constantly only paying the minimum and your credit cards are maxed all the time, forget it. Your credit score is not going to be helped by that because they look at this information. If you got three cards and everything is always at the top of the balance, it's a sign that you are a high risk. 30%. So 35% is whether you pay on time. 30% is how much you have used up on your credit cards. This is it. It isn't, you know, the payments on your car and mortgage and stuff. That's the 35%. But then the next is how much do you have on your credit card? How many credit cards have you got? Kara, how many credit cards do you have?
I have one.
One?
Yeah.
And what kind of shape is it in? Most of the time, are you half the way there? Or are you?
Most of the time, about halfway. I pay the whole thing off every month. But the confusing thing, when I bought it, and I only got one recently, my parents never use one because they never really, I mean, they've had big purchases sometimes, but they don't particularly like the idea of going out and buying big things and then having to pay it off later. But when I got one, it was odd because they said that I should pay in installments instead of just one big payment at a time. Yeah. I don't like that because then you have to pay interest.
Yeah.
But also, it just, to me, like, if I can pay it all off at one time, that means I have more in savings, and that to me means I'm being more responsible. So the whole credit thing is very confusing to me.
Yeah. Well,
it's confusing to a lot of people. You're not
35% alone. Is late payments or payments on time. 30% is whether you maxed out your credit cards, and the other 35% has to do with the length of time you have had accounts open, car loans, for example, credit cards, that sort of thing, or maybe you buy things on time at the furniture store, whatever it is. That's really something that's... And by the way, you're weighted differently if you're a male or a female, or single or married, whether you knew that or not. If you're married, things are... even if you don't have a joint account, things are weighed differently than if you're single. God, that's prejudicial, it seems to me. Woof, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
45 past the hour, television tonight, up next here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
all right, let's get to it. At 47 past the hour, what do we have? What sort of suspected, rather than the DNC stuff, that's going to be on? Some people will pay attention to it tonight. A lot of people won't pay attention to it until Thursday night. What do we have that's new, exciting, trending, or is it the same old, same old?
Well, it's all the stuff that
TV summer,
yeah, but it's all the stuff that, you know, I'm sure you would love to watch. There's a brand new episode tonight. The Bachelorette drama kicks into high gear.
Yeah.
It's the rose ceremony after the hometown dates, and one guy is sent home, and then JoJo and the three remaining bachelors fly to Thailand for their exotic overnight dates. So high drama there. Also, Cupcake Wars tonight at 8 o'clock on the Food Network. And the celebrity guests are Josie and the Pussycats. Yeah. I didn't know that was a real thing until I just read this. And then over on Bravo, Odd Mom Out, which has guest star Drew Barrymore tonight. I've not seen this show, but I've heard from several reliable sources that it's a very, very funny show. And then, of course, where I will be tonight, Monday night on Lifetime. This is my jam. New episodes of Devious Maids and Unreal tonight, starting
What's
at
that show
8.
That you want me to watch? What is the show that you...
That is Angie Tribeca. I have not seen it myself, but I have heard from one of your close friends that it's actually a great, really funny show.
Yeah, what happens there?
It's a spoof cop show.
Yeah, this is. I've seen a few episodes. It's a lot like the old cop shows, where essentially every single line is a joke, and they're so bad that you groan. But they're hilarious.
Sounds really like my funny. Kind of show.
And it's a good cast. Rashida Jones, a few other people who are pretty big names are in it.
And what time is it on?
That is actually on tonight. There's a new episode. It's season 2, I believe episode 8 is now happening. What network is that on?
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't have that on the list because I know you don't watch it.
Well, thank you.
It's on TBS.
TBS?
I'm trying to figure out what time for you.
People usually...
Probably 9 o'clock tonight, TBS. New episode.
All right. TBS, 9 o'clock. That's all. Put that in the back of our minds. And remember, then we can talk about it. Give us something else to talk about tomorrow, if I remember to do it. Of course, all eyes will not be glued to the DNC. I don't know what. If I don't get rid of this cold and cough, I'll be looking at the ceiling tonight about that time. 10 before the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Time for a visit with Uri Geller. Uri bends spoons. Uri inspires people. Uri motivates people. Uri is a man of God, actually. I think Uri is someone who has that connection, although many of us are told we all have the connection, do know how to use it. Some of us use it differently. Some of us don't use it at all. I would like to have you, as my friend and mentor, help us all sort of bring... some people call it bring yourself up by the bootstraps. It's so tough to maintain a positive attitude, which is what you are so good at. Times are so difficult, people being shot here in our country every day, people being blown up around the world every day. We don't seem to be able to wrap ourselves around the problems in the Middle East. So how do we bring ourselves around to seeing the good in all of this, Uri?
Okay, Doug, off the air, you use the word depressed.
Yes.
You also use the word crap, that you're tired and fed up with the crap around us.
Yes.
But what is the core point that made you exactly today depressed? Something triggered it. What was it?
Probably some personal stuff going on with me, but I think there are... It's just... The problem, one of them is, I guess, a personal thing. The other side of it is, because of what I do for a living, talking every day and having to know what's going on in the world and getting summaries of what happened here and what happened there, and trying to present my best foot forward. The Good Day program is all about trying to find good news and good things going on. And yet every night and every early morning when I'm preparing to go on the air, it feels like I'm being hit over the head with all of this stuff. And it's troubling.
Yeah. Okay, but Doug, you have been in radio for how many years? 30, 40 years?
50.
50 years.
Yes.
You're
then
a pro.
So.
You know how to take
I
this.
I am a pro, yeah.
And you are a person that has to present balance, because these things happen around us all the time. What brings and what highlights the situation today is basically the terrorism that certain religious factors, call it killing in the name of religion, has been born and created around the world. And we experience it in Israel all the time. You know, even before the foundation of Israel, we are trying to deal with it. Now the world has to deal with it, because it's happening everywhere. Now if this gets you depressed, which it should, it gets me depressed, bewildered, sometimes even worried.
Yeah.
Where is this going to end? Because you know, Doug, now we are getting knives, bullets, bombs, but sooner or later the terrorists are going to be so sophisticated, and it's all on the internet, that they will be able to create a small, tiny nuclear bomb in a suitcase. Now just imagine that being the case. A nuclear weapon explodes downtown LA, Milan, London, Paris, Tokyo, killing 200,000, 300,000 people in one go. And we are all thriving. All the security services of the world are working very, very hard to stop this terror. Now, if I am depressed, I've got to trigger my inner powers, my willpower to think positive. I want to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I want to believe that some goodness will come out of this darkness, which is happening now. And I am an optimist. I'm a positive person. I believe that there is something out there. Some people call it God. I want to call it God.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it energy. Scientists call it energy. Theologians call it God.
Yep.
I believe that at the end of this struggle, something positive will happen. So
Right. Everyone
who's listening to me, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and you're going to switch into a positive mode.
1, 2, 3, win.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15%.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.